Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Imagine this. It's 1984. You're a kid in Japan, and your favorite treat is a box of chocolate-covered biscuit sticks. Pocky, maybe, or little chocolate balls. You grab one after school, no worries. But suddenly, parents everywhere are checking every package twice. Stores yank entire candy aisles. Why? Because someone, or some group, claimed they'd poisoned millions of dollars worth of sweets, and they backed it up with real cyanide-laced candy on shelves. This wasn't random. It started with a bold kidnapping straight out of a thriller movie. Two masked guys drag a candy company president out of his bathtub, naked, in front of his family. Then they taunt the police with mocking letters, demand huge ransoms, set fires, plant acid bombs, and vanish without a trace. They called themselves the Monster with 21 Faces. Tonight, we're diving into one of Japan's strangest, most frustrating unsolved cases, the Glico Morinaga extortion saga. It's wild, it's bizarre, and no one ever got caught. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, true crime fam. If you're as obsessed with all things true crime as I am, I've got the ultimate event you need to add to your calendar right now. CrimeCon 2026 is happening May 29th through the 31st at the iconic Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. It's going to be a true crime lover's dream come true. Picture this: you, me, and all your favorite true crime podcasters, best-selling authors, investigators, and TV personalities all in one spot. Panels, live shows, meet and greets, exclusive stories, and that electric vibe of being surrounded by thousands of fellow armchair sleuths. It's not just a convention, it's the ultimate true crime vacation in the heart of Las Vegas. Whether you're there to deep dive into cases, geek out over forensics, or just soak up the community energy, CrimeCon delivers it all. And here's the best part. If you use my special code, SLEEP, at checkout when you grab your tickets, you'll score a discount and you'll be helping me out big time. Seriously, it means the world to me, so thank you. Head over to crimecon.com to lock in your spot before tickets sell out. Mark those dates, May 29th through the 31st, 2026, Caesars Palace, Las Vegas. Don't sleep on this one. Pun intended. I can't wait to see you there.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Welcome back to True Crime Sleep Stories. Grab your blanket, dim the lights, and get comfortable. This is the podcast where we tell the darkest real stories in a calm, gentle way, perfect for drifting off, even when the details are chilling. Let's start at the beginning. March 18th, 1984. A quiet suburb near Osaka, Japan. Katsuhisa. Ezaki is the president of Ezaki Glico, one of Japan's biggest candy makers. You probably know their star product, Pocky, those long, skinny, chocolate-dipped sticks kids love. Ezaki's a successful guy,
family man living in a nice house with a brick wall around it. Around 9 p.m., he's taking a bath. His wife and older daughter are in the house. His 70-year-old mom lives right next door. Two masked men, armed with what looked like real guns but were probably toys, break into the mom's house first. They tie her up, cut the phone line, and steal the spare key to Izaki's place. They slip inside, tie up his wife and 7-year-old daughter, lock them away. Then they find Izaki in the bath, still wet, no clothes on. They force him out, bundle him into a car, and drive off. The whole thing happens fast and quiet. No big chase. No witnesses really see much. They take him to an empty warehouse by a river and hold him for 3 days. They demand the biggest ransom Japan's ever seen, about 1 billion yen in cash, millions of dollars back then, plus 100 kilos of gold bars. But on day 3, Izaki gets a chance. His captors leave him alone for a bit. He works his ropes loose, kicks open a door, and runs barefoot into the street until some workers help him call home. He's free, shaken but alive. Police swarm in. Seems like the nightmare's over. It isn't. A few weeks later, strange letters start showing up at police stations and newspapers. They're written in a cocky, sarcastic tone, full of insults.
To Japanese police fools, are you stupid? There's so many of you, what are you even doing?
They give tiny hints about the kidnapping, like the getaway car was gray, food came from a certain store. Then dare the cops to catch them. They sign every letter the same way.
The monster with 21 faces.
That name comes from old Japanese detective stories, a famous villain called the Fiend with 20 faces, a master of disguise who outsmarts everyone. This group added one extra face, maybe to say they're even sneakier. The letters keep coming. They brag. They mock. One says,
"Dear dumb police officers, don't tell a lie. All crimes begin with a lie, as we say in Japan. Don't you know that?"
Then things get dangerous. April 10th, several Glyco company cars are set on fire in the parking lot. April 16th, someone plants a container of strong acid, hydrochloric acid, the kind that eats through metal, in a Glyco building with another taunting note. May 10, the big escalation. Letters claim the monster has poisoned $21 million worth of Glyco candy with potassium cyanide, a deadly poison.
"We've added some special flavor," one note says. "The flavor of potassium cyanide is a little bitter."
Panic hits nationwide. No one knows which boxes are safe. Stores pull every Glyco product off shelves. Pocky, Pret sticks, chocolates, everything. Glyco loses over $130 million in sales. Hundreds of workers get laid off. Parents stop buying any packaged snacks. Kids go without their favorite treats. Security cameras catch one eerie moment. A guy in a baseball cap calmly places Glyco chocolate on a store shelf after the recall. The image goes public. People call him the videotaped man. He looks ordinary, but chilling. No one ever IDs him. Weirdly, no actual poisoned Glyco candy turns up. The threat alone was enough. In June, a surprising letter.
"We forgive Glyco."
They even add a quirky line about a 4-year-old kid in their group crying for Pocky every day.
"It's a drag to make a kid cry because he's deprived of the candy he loves."
The attacks on Glyco stop, but the monster isn't done. They switch targets. First Marudai Ham, a meat company, then House Foods, then Morinaga, the other huge candy maker, famous for choco balls and angel pies. October 1984. Letters go out addressed to Mothers of the Nation. They warn that 20 packages of Morinaga candy are laced with cyanide and hidden on shelves across Japan. This time, it's real. Police search stores from Tokyo to far-off cities and find over a dozen tainted packages. The boxes even have handwritten labels: danger, contains toxins, or you'll die if you eat this. Some say the mystery man with 21 faces. More poisoned items show up into 1985, 21 in total. No one gets hurt because the warnings work, but the fear is massive. Morinaga cuts production by 90%. Candy aisles stay empty. Halloween that year must have been grim for kids. The monster keeps playing games with ransom drops. They give complicated instructions. Drop money from a moving train when you see a white flag, or leave it on a highway. Police try undercover stings. One detective, posing as an employee, spots a suspicious guy on the train. Big build, short permed hair, sharp eyes behind sunglasses, like a fox. They call him the Fox-Eyed Man. He watches everything, then slips away through train switches. They almost catch him twice more, but he vanishes every time. Sketches are released. Tips pour in. Over 125,000 people interviewed total. Nothing sticks. Japan's police were world-class back then, solving almost every murder. This case humiliates them. The pressure builds. August 7, 1985. One superintendent, Shoji Yamamoto, can't take the failure anymore. He douses himself in kerosene in his backyard and sets himself on fire. He dies. It's tragic, a symbol of how deep the shame ran. 5 days later, the final letter arrives. It's classic monster, mocking the dead officer.
How stupid of him.
Saying others should have died instead, then declaring they're done.
We decided to forget about torturing food-making companies. If anyone blackmails them now, it's copycats. We are bad guys. That means we've got more to do other than bullying companies. It's fun to lead a bad man's life. Signed, Monster with 21 Faces.
And that's it. No more letters. No more threats. They disappear. The case stays open for years. Statutes run out in the mid-90s and 2000. No arrests. Theories float around. Disgruntled ex-employees, Yakuza gangsters, stock market schemers who bet against the companies, even wild ones like foreign agents or someone inside Glico. One guy, Manabu Miyazaki, son of a crime boss who looked like the sketches, gets suspected but cleared. Nothing ever proves out. The monster with 21 faces walks free to this day. So there it is, one of the boldest, weirdest crime sprees ever. A group that turned innocent candy into a weapon of fear, outsmarted an entire police force for 17 months, and then just stopped. No big payoff, no bodies, just chaos, humiliation, and a perfect getaway. Maybe they got bored. Maybe they achieved what they wanted, to show the world how fragile order really is. As you drift off tonight, think about those empty candy shelves in 1984. Think about parents checking every wrapper. Think about the fox-eyed man disappearing into a crowd one last time. The monster's still out there somewhere. Maybe retired, maybe telling grandkids bedtime stories of their own. Sleep well. The lights are low. The story is told. Until next time, sweet dreams.
Truth.
True Crime Sleep Stories is hosted and created by Kelly Brink, produced with the support of our dedicated team. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform to help us keep telling these haunting tales. Visit patreon.com/KellyBrink for exclusive content and to join our community. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you in the shadows next time. Until then, stay safe out there and lock your doors. Good night.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.